Hello and welcome to the Word from My Hermitage. My name is Father Clint Honkamp, and I come to you today from my hermitage in the Dominican Priory of St. Pius V here in Chicago, Illinois. Today is Wednesday of the 13th week in Ordinary Time, July 1st, 2026. And our passage today comes from the Gospel of St. Matthew, where Matthew writes, "When Jesus came to the territory of the Gadarenes, two demoniacs who were coming from the tombs met him. They were so savage that no one could travel by that road. They cried out, 'What have you to do with us, Son of God? Have you come here to torment us before the appointed time?' There are places, I think, within every human heart that feels like a tomb. Places where hope has been buried. Places where shame whispers louder than grace. Places where fear has lived for so long that it begins to feel like home. The gospel today brings us to such a place. Jesus arrives in the territory of the Gadarenes, and immediately two men emerge from the tombs. They are violent, isolated, feared by everyone around them. Matthew tells us that they were so savage that no one could travel that road. Their suffering had become a barrier. Others avoided them. Society had already decided they were beyond help. Yet Jesus walks directly towards them. That is the first movement of divine mercy. God goes where others refuse to go. The people of that region had learned to stay away from the darkness. Jesus enters it. He does not circle round the tombs. He does not protect himself from the chaos. He steps into the place where death and confrontation, because no human soul is ever abandoned, territory to God. And immediately the demons cry out, 'What have you to do with us, Son of God?' Evil recognizes Jesus before many human beings do. The savage irony of the gospel is that darkness often sees clearly what distracted hearts cannot. The demons know his authority. They know their time is limited. They know that before Christ every false power trembles. But beneath the dramatic scene lies something deeply contemplative. The possessed men are living among tombs. Spiritually, that image matters. Tombs represent everything lifeless within us. Old wounds, addictions, resentments, griefs we never surrendered, identities we cling to that no longer belong to the children of God. Many people live emotionally among tombs while outwardly appearing fine. A person can smile and still live in the graveyard of regret. A family can function while carrying generations of unspoken pain. A priest, a parent, a disciple can continue serving while secretly dwelling in exhaustion or despair. And Christ still comes. Not after we clean ourselves up, not after we become calm and holy and emotionally organized. He comes while the storm still rages. He comes while the soul still feels fragmented. He comes to the tombs. This is why the gospel is ultimately not frightening, but hopeful. The demoniacs could not free themselves, No one else could control them. Human solutions had failed. Yet their misery became the very place where Christ revealed his authority. Sometimes we discover God most deeply, not through our strengths, but through the places where we finally realize we cannot save ourselves. The contemplative saints often spoke about this paradox. The soul spends years trying to appear strong before eventually discovering that surrender opens the door to healing far more than self-sufficiency ever could. The tombs we avoid are often the places where Christ waits for us, not to condemn us, not to humiliate us, but to speak his authority into what has held us captive. Notice, too, that Jesus is never intimidated by darkness. The violence of the men does not disturb his peace. Chaos does not become contagious in him. Instead, his presence becomes contagious to the chaos. This is the stillness of God. The saints carried this same peace into wounded places because they lived rooted in Christ. We think of Saint Francis of Assisi embracing lepers, or Saint Teresa of Calcutta walking into the dying streets of Calcutta. Holiness does not flee suffering. It enters suffering, carrying the calm authority of divine life. Our world desperately needs Christians who are not afraid of the tombs. People willing to walk beside the addicted. People willing to sit with the grieving. People willing to accompany those burdened by mental illness, loneliness, bitterness, or spiritual confusion. Not with easy answers, not with superiority, but with a quiet confidence that no one and no darkness is greater than Christ. Perhaps the gospel today invites us to ask a deeper question. What tombs do I still live among? What voices within me continue to say that healing is impossible? What old identities keep me chained? What fears have isolated me from God and from others? And then another question. Can I allow Jesus to walk there? Not merely into the respective rooms of my spiritual life, but into the abandoned places, into the memories I avoid, into the grief I suppress, into the anger, shame, addiction, anxiety, or exhaustion I keep hidden. Because the gospel reveals this astonishing truth. Christ is willing to enter every human darkness. There is no road too dangerous for him, no soul too fractured, no tomb too sealed. And when he arrives, even the powers of death begin to tremble. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, you walked fearlessly into the land of tombs and brought your authority into places of despair. Enter the hidden darkness within us. Speak peace over every fear, every wound, every chain that keeps us from freedom. Teach us not to run from suffering, either in ourselves or in others, but to trust that your mercy reaches even the most abandoned places. Make our hearts dwelling places of your calm and instruments of your compassion. May we walk with you unafraid knowing that no darkness can overcome your light. Amen. If you found a blessing in this reflection today, I invite you to share it with others and return here each and every day to my hermitage when we take a look at a passage from one of the Gospels and apply its deeper meaning to our lives. May God bless you today and keep you safe. Amen.